Artie Cayley, Celtic music from across the globe and across town. I'm Dave Bagdad, and I'm so glad you could join us. On tonight's show, we'll wrap up our Celtic Colors tribute with some great music. Thanks for being here. This program was made possible by support from the Celtic Colors International Festival, from Nine Irish Brothers in Indianapolis, and the Scotty Grant Irish Music Club, as well as donations from the Friends of the Kitchen Party, Cayley. Cade Mela Falcha, you're very welcome here for this 117th edition of the Kitchen Party, Cayley. I'm your host, Dave Bagdad, and we have a great show for you. Some things you may know and a lot you probably don't. Our programming this week is sponsored by the Celtic Colors International Festival, the Scotty Grant Irish Music Club, and Nine Irish Brothers at the corner of Mass Ave and East Street in Indianapolis. We're now in week 5 of our 4-week Celtic Colors preview, and Celtic Colors is going on as you're hearing this. In fact, if you're listening to this during our normal Friday night time slot, I'm on stage emceeing at the Community Hall in Big Pond, Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, and listening to people like Mary Jane Lamond and Wendy McIsaac. Don't feel too bad for me. So let's play some music and have a good time this evening. By the way, I do know that tonight is the third Friday in October, but we're going to push theme Third Friday off for a week. We'll have it for you next time, a sort of theme Fourth Friday. We'll begin with some jigs from Troy McGillivray and Shane Cook and their amazing duo album, When Here Meets There. Troy, of course, is the great fiddler and pianist from Nova Scotia, and Shane is a champion fiddler from Ontario, the only Canadian to win the U.S. Grand National Fiddle Championship. Let's check out a set including a Winston jig in A, Boston Life, a traditional jig, Mary's Return Home, and Ottawa Valley Fiddle Camp 2007. We'll follow that with a song from one of our new favorite duos, Adrian and Mike, but first, here are Troy McGillivray and Shane Cook on the Kitchen Party, Cayley. Thank you.
It shakes my front door. It seems so long since you've been ashore.
Adrian and Mike there with The Storm from their album Where the Heart Lies. As you may recall, this record came out a year ago, but I just found out about it in August, so we've been making up for lost time. We heard Adrian Chapman Gorey on vocals and Mike Gorey on guitar, backed by multi-instrumentalist Darren McMullen, among others. Speaking of multi-instrumentalists, Adrian and Mike were preceded by Troy McGillivray and Shane Cook on a twin fiddle set of jigs. Scotty's Highland, Boston Life, a traditional jig, Mary's Return Home, and Ottawa Valley Fiddle Camp 2007 from their 2008 duo album When Here Meets There. As we continue to celebrate Celtic colors, let's hear from some Irish musicians now. First up is Paddy Keenan, the legendary piper who is actually playing Celtic colors this year. Originally from County Meath, Paddy is best known as a founding member of the Bothy Band in the mid-1970s. He quit performing and recording in the mid-1980s, but later rediscovered the urge, and in 1997, he traveled to Newfoundland to record an album called Nakeen Affair, and from that, we'll hear a medley of Dinny O'Brien's and Garden of Daisies. From there, we'll have a tune from Sharon Shannon and Friends, but first, here's Paddy Keenan on the Kitchen Party Cayley. Sharon Shannon there, joined by Frankie Gavin on fiddle, Michael McGoldrick on flute, and Jim Murray on guitar, with a medley of Summer's Coming and Pascuasis of Koana from her album Tunes. Sharon played Celtic Colors last year, and she was preceded in this block by Patty Keenan, who's playing it this year. We heard Patty on some reels, Denny O'Brien's and The Garden of Daisies, from his most recent solo album, 1997's Nakeen Affair. Among Sharon Shannon's performances at Celtic Colors last year was the grand finale, hosted by Natalie McMaster, and one of Sharon's tunes wound up on the Celtic Colors Live 2014 CD. But I mention that because the unlikely headliner at the finale this year is Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder. Let's enjoy Ricky and Kentucky Thunder on Goin' to the Cayley. We'll keep the American old-timey theme going with a track from Wee Banjo 3's new live album, but first, here's Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder on the Kitchen Party Cayley.
Ten years ago on a cold there was someone killed beneath the town hall line. But there were few at the scene, but they all did agree that the man who ran, he looked a lot like me. Now the judge said, son, what is your alibi? 'Cause if you is somewhere else, you won't have to die. But I spoke not a word, although it meant my life, 'cause I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave as the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows. Scaffold is high and eternity's near, and she stands in the crowd and she sheds not a tear. But sometimes at night, when that cold wind blows in a long black veil, she cries, oh. Nobody sees, nobody knows but me. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave as the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees. Nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
A bit of a bluegrass curveball for you there, courtesy of two bands playing Celtic Colors this week. First up was Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder with a track called Goin' to the Cayley from his album Instrumentals, in honor of the fact that Ricky will be headlining the Celtic Colors finale tomorrow night. Then we moved on to Wee Banjo 3, the amazing Irish group always keen to explore traditional music from both sides of the Atlantic. We heard them there performing Long Black Veil, the old country and bluegrass chestnut, from their album Live in Galway. Featured there were Enda Scahill on banjo, Martin Howley on mandolin, Fergal Scahill on fiddle, and David Howley on vocals and guitar. Let's check out a couple of Celtic Colors mainstays now, beginning with fiddler Dwayne Côté and guitarist Roger Stone. They're brothers, actually, and their father was the legendary Cape Breton fiddler Gordon Côté. From their 2014 album, Cape Breton Sons, we'll hear a medley of Hector the Hero, Cameron Highlander's March, and The Sword Dance. We'll then have a lovely song from a recent Celtic Colors favorite, singer Helene Bloom from Denmark. But first, here are Dwayne Côté and Roger Stone on The Kitchen Party Cayley.
Thank you. Thank you.
Helene Bloom there with a lovely Danish song, Storken, from her 2013 album, But With My Eyes Open. Helene often performs with Danish fiddler Harald Hogard, and the two have frequently graced the stage at Celtic Colors in recent years. Harald actually was one of the artists in residence in 2013, and he and Helene are back this year. That was a lovely song, wasn't it? Change the vocal language from Danish to English or Gaelic, and it sounds right in place with what we normally offer. Before Helene, we heard some great Cape Breton fiddling from Dwayne Cote, backed by his brother, Roger Stone. That was Hector the Hero, Cameron Highlander's March, and The Sword Dance, from Dwayne and Roger's duo recording, Cape Breton Sons, which came out last year. Our programming tonight is made possible by support from Nine Irish Brothers, 575 Massachusetts Avenue at the corner of Mass Ave and East Street in Indy. In addition to fine food and drink, they have live music, Irish only, every weekend, including the Irish Airs on October 17th and Hearthfire on October 23rd, and the next Sunday Kitchen Party, which will be Sunday, November 8th from 2 to 5 p.m. Bring your Celtic instrument and join in, or just hang out and have a meal or a pint. If you'd like more information, the website is nineirishbrothers.com and the Facebook page is NIB Indy. And obviously, we're wrapping up our Celtic Colors coverage, but I do want to mention one thing. Every night, the festival is live video streaming one show. I mentioned the Saturday finale featuring Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder, along with J.P. Cormier and the Barra McNeils. How about that? If you'd like more information about how to stream the show or about the festival in general, the website is Celtic-COLORS.com. And while I'm at it, I want to thank Celtic Colors for another great season of support. I'm very proud to be working with such great people in order to tell you about my favorite festival in one of the absolute best places on earth. We have time for one more block, and we'll begin this one with fiddler Glenn Graham, originally from Judic, Cape Breton, who comes from a long line of great musicians. His grandfather was the legendary Donald Angus Beaton, and his maternal uncle is fiddler and composer Kinnan Beaton, and we'll enjoy a set now where Glenn pays tribute to his uncle. From his album Drive, which came out 10 years ago, we'll hear some reels, Howie MacDonald, written by his uncle Kinnan, The Connemara Stockings, and Kinnan Beatons, which Glenn wrote. We'll then tie in Celtic Colors and Indie Irish Fest with a song from Make 'em in Spain, but first, here's Glenn Graham with Howie and Kinnan's Winter Apples on The Kitchen Party, Kaylee. Thank you.
a young man coming from Wexford, 48. The year I parted 3 years ago, crops failing in the row. And 3 years on and they're still all rotted.
3 years ago, crops failing in the row. And 3 years on and they're still all rotted.
I was a young man, lean and narrow, bad goodbye to the river barrow, kissed my loved ones, made for the road, and all in the home they were crying with sorrow.
Kissed my loved ones, made for the road, and all in the home they were crying with sorrow.
I was a young man, a Wexford rover, left the hand of my own true lover. Fair young Bridget, we'll meet again, yet across the Atlantic and half a world over.
Fair young Bridget, we'll meet again, yet across the Atlantic and half a world over.
Call me an old fool, made my way to the town of Liverpool. Wouldn't stay long where I didn't belong. The Irish are treated poorly as a rule.
Wouldn't stay long where I didn't belong. The Irish are treated poorly as a rule.
Oh, I was a young man, Liverpool fodder, down below for a month on the water. Boston bound in the job I found. Married by Bridget and we had a daughter.
Boston bound and a job I found. Married by Bridget and we had a daughter.
And five wee children, although that we lost one. Hard for the Irish, hard for the poor, making a name in a town like Boston.
Hard for the Irish, hard for the poor, making a name in a town like Boston.
You are listening to The Kitchen Party, Cayley. Makeham and Spain there, fresh off their Indie Irish Fest appearances, but also Celtic Colors veterans, with Pat and Bridget from their 2011 album, Up the Stairs. Before that, we had a set of reels from Glenn Graham, consisting of Howie MacDonald, The Connemara Stockings, and Kinnan Beatons from his album, Drive. We're getting near the end of our show for today. I hope you've enjoyed our time together, and I look forward to having you join us again next week. I want to thank our sponsors, Nine Irish Brothers in Indianapolis, the Scotty Grant Irish Music Club, and the Celtic Colors International Festival. Reach us by email at kitchenpartycaylee, that's all one word, and Cayley is Ceilidh, @gmail.com, by Twitter @KPC_radio, or through our Facebook page. You can find podcasts and playlists from all of our shows at iTunes. For our final track this week, we'll end with Paul Cranford playing The Ladies' Exposition with Rob Roy. Until next time, I am your host, Dave Bagdad, and I thank you for listening. We'll see you here again on Friday at 8 p.m., right after the Hawkeye Navi show. Slán Ogut. You've been listening to The Kitchen Party, Kaylee, on WITT 91.9 FM, Indianapolis Community Radio. This program was made possible by support from the Celtic Colors International Festival, from Nine Irish Brothers, and the Scotty Grant Irish Music Club, as well as donations from the Friends of The Kitchen Party, Kaylee. We hope that you'll join us again next Friday at 8 p.m. The Kitchen Party, Kaylee is written, produced, and hosted by Dave Bagdad and was recorded at EMAS Studios in Broad Ripple. The Kitchen Party, Kaylee is a Fortnite production. Thanks for listening.